let's talk about the Braves a little bit.
Rudderless radio.
No doubt, man. I want to talk to Bo here. He's my go-to Braves guy. I know he's there locked in every day. Bo, we're starting a series. We're 22-22. We overcome. It's been well documented what we've overcome. We're going to get Strider back. We're going to get Acuna back, our two best players. What else can we do? Because I don't know that's enough. What else can we do? What move can we make, Bo?
So here's the problem with that question.
Oh, boy.
The problem with that question.
That's why I went to him.
Lies within a player that the Braves are going to get back to fill a very big need in an outfield bat, but this player is also not eligible for the postseason.
Oh, dude, no kidding.
And that's Jurickson Profar.
Dude, I haven't even thought
about
the postseason.
Because let me tell you, like, Eli White are the answer in the outfield. I'm sorry, Eli White's a great story. Both better bats off the bench. You're going to get Profar back. You're paying him. You're going to play him.
You got to play
him. But he's also not eligible for the postseason.
Will he get it, Mike, when he comes back by Major League Baseball rules, do they put him in front of the media? Does he have to answer for that? He'll have to answer for this.
He'll have to eventually. Yeah. And honestly, I think he should.
Here's
he should get out in front of it immediately.
My problem with Profar has been you're now under contract for a level of player you don't know that you have. That's my biggest thing with Profar and the lack of forgiveness I have. Like, you sign him to a contract, and you have no idea that if in year, what was it, 11 for him last year, if that's the guy he actually is. He was never that guy before. Makes the All-Star team last year. You sign him to a big contract, gets busted for drugs, and now you're like, did we just get had? Like, is that actually what we paid for? Or are we going to regress to the guy he was in Texas six years ago?
Fortunately for him, he's in one of the better cities when it comes to seeking forgiveness for something like that.
The
New York media would eat him alive.
Oh, no doubt.
Atlanta, St. Louis, probably not so much as far as, you know, markets where players can have enduring, you know.
That's
all it's going to take is my bad.
A mea culpa.
I'm going to be the guy from last year.
I'm not giving him that, though, because if he struggles next year, you're going to eat him alive. Like I said.
He would, yeah.
You're
saying initially you come out, get in front of it, talk about it to the fans, to the media.
I will say the best thing about his situation is that he has owned it so far. It's not the Ryan Braun thing where he takes everybody down with him and then admits 2 years later that I messed up. Ryan Braun never recovered from that. He never recovered from that and was never the same player. And like everybody ate him alive when he started struggling. Was like, oh, no drugs. No PEDs. This guy sucks. So to your point, though, I mean – and I don't know if that answers Rusty's question about what they need to do. And I know you've got other
answers. You need to get an outfield bat. Would not hurt if there was somebody there at the trade deadline that you could bring in to play shortstop. Sure, fine, okay. But an outfield bat is what we need.
What's y'all's confidence level in the bullpen? Now, they had a really good 2 weeks. Not great, but is this what we're going to go into August and September when we got closed games? What are we going to do there?
I feel like that's a question that you don't want to answer right now, and nor does any other baseball team, because you guys know as well as I do, the end of the bullpen, the back end of the bullpen, the setup man, the closer, that's always the first thing at the trade deadline for the contenders. They're like, we got to go out and get a guy. You always see, and you're a fantasy guy. Fantasy team, you always have to be alert for your fantasy closer that's going to get traded and become a setup man somewhere else, and you're not going to get the saves. And that's one of those questions that I'm always fine with to putting off. Like and this has started to become a thing in the NFL where you bring in like the pass rusher, you know, we might be able to make a Super Bowl run. If we can find a pass rusher, let's sign Jadeveon Clowney. That is one thing back into the bullpen where I'm like, I'm good to wait to see what we are. Don't give up too much.
You don't need
much.
To rush anything. You don't need to give anything.
Right. We don't need to get to May and say, well, let's throw Hurston Waldrop out there and see if we can get Aroldis Chapman.
Teams that know that they stink. Like, look for David Bednar, who was kind of strange they didn't get moved last year from the Pirates. They actually gave him more money last year, which is very confusing because they're not good. You don't need a good closer if your team stinks. So that's why these guys are always available at the trade deadline. So I agree with you. We can wait. And if you can find somebody that you're not going to have to, you know, sell the farm for, sure, bring them in. But also have complete confidence
that
Rossell Iglesias is going to be that guy in the second half of the season. And the rest of this – give it a minute.
I think
we're good.
Colorado might be the worst. I'm telling you right now, we could get a group of guys at 92.9 and score a couple. We could score a couple of runs.
Stenizier is up there. I'm telling you, I could get one down the gap.
I'm telling you.
I'd go spend some time out in Colorado.
You talking about dropping the ball? I drop the ball, and I normally don't do this. Bo, I'm really good about knowing what's going on in Rome. I've seen Acuna play when he was a rookie. I saw all those guys. Yeah. J.R. Richie, the pitcher. He goes 9 complete innings the other day. I was like, you know what? I need to see this kid before he gets called up. freaking called up yesterday to Columbus.
Oh.
They say this kid can freaking go. 21 years old. I know Cam Caminiti is the top overall prospect in the Braves, the rookie pitcher.
Ken Caminiti?
Yeah. It's Cam Caminiti. Yeah. Cam.
I say Ken all the time, too.
Yeah, man.
R.I.P.
Yeah, man.
Still back in my brain.
J.R. Richie got called up to Columbus this week, but he goes 9 innings last week. And normally the people that I trust in Rome, you know, the guys were like, hey, this Cunha kid's great.
Right.
You know.
I had the same people in Pensacola with the Blue Wahoos. Yeah. Like, Iglesias used to pitch with the Blue Wahoos, too.
You see it. Like, I went and saw Bryce Harper when he played in Rome.
Yep.
And I went and watched BP.
Yeah.
And when he came off his bat, I was like, that dude's different.
Yeah.
You know. When you're knocking the Applebee sign down in right field, you got a little more juice to you.
Well, and I do want to answer your question a little bit about what moves can be made, because I think your trade deadline obviously is a factor and you're going to make moves. I still think, and I want to see how things iron out in this roster. You know what the biggest issue is with saying you need to make trades at the trade deadline? The core of your lineup is what's letting you down. The Austin Rileys and Matt Olsons and Marcel hit a couple, you know, balls hard yesterday. Those are the guys that had to come. The Ozzie Albies of the world that aren't going anywhere. Those are the ones that really need to play better.
You also interject two players. When Acuna's popping,
yeah,
he's different in the dugout.
He changes everything.
He brings that juice. He's almost like that, like that Randy Moss guy, like the juice around him.
Yeah.
And then when you toss Strider out there every 5 days and go, you know what? We got a chance tonight. I'm excited about getting those two back, man.
It's more than what he can just do at the plate. I don't know how much they showed it on TV, but during – Thursday's game when Acuna was there, or whatever day it was, Tuesday, Wednesday, they showed him in the dugout a lot up on the board, because I see I have that feed.
Everybody standing around him.
Everybody happy.
Oh, they're having fun. They're loose. They're joking around. Dude. It's about a lot more. He brings a lot more than just what he does at the plate to this team.
I feel looser right now just talking about it.
Man. I just really look. I'm a lifetime Braves fan. I want this summer to be great. I want us to get rocking and rolling. This city's great when they're rocking and rolling all summer. I still say it's the greatest game day in Major League Baseball.